It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. The other night, Mrs. Molly McGee took off her shoes, sighed, and said,
"You know, McGee, taking off your shoes is one of the best feelings in the world, next to coming home."
"Yeah.
Bet most of us don't think about coming home at all until we think about how we'd feel if we couldn't."
"Mm-hmm."
"You know, you go along month after month paying rent on your apartment or paying off the mortgage on your home with never a thought to what might happen if you..."
"Now, hold on there, kiddo. Wait a minute. Just remember, there is one way to make sure your home stays your home, and that's with a Prudential Mortgage Cancellation Plan."
"Mm-hmm."
"Folks, with this plan included in your insurance program, you don't have to worry about keeping a roof over your family's head. The Prudential Insurance Company guarantees the money to pay off the mortgage on your home, even if Dad dies unexpectedly before it's all paid."
"Oh, McGee, that's wonderful. How much does it cost?"
"For most families, the yearly cost is less than 1% of the amount you borrowed."
"I think the Prudential's Home Protection Plan is a wonderful idea. And if you think so, too, call your Prudential agent and let him tell you about the Mortgage Cancellation Plan. Or, if you live in an apartment, Prudential's Rent Payment Plan."
"Take care of it soon, huh?"
The first costume party of the fall social season will take place tonight at the Wistful Vista Elks Club. The guests will attend dressed as their favorite personality, and various historic figures from Henry VIII to Buffalo Bill will be represented. Mrs. McGee is modeling her costume right now.
"Well, how do I look, McGee?"
"Hey, that's a beautiful outfit, Molly. You made that costume yourself, huh?"
"Been busy all day."
"Boy.
You think they like me at the party tonight?"
"Oh, perfect. Where'd you get the wooden sword?"
"I borrowed that from Teeny."
"Gee, you didn't overlook a thing, did you?"
"No."
"You'll sure look cute tonight as Captain Kidd."
"Captain Kidd? I'm supposed to be Joan of Arc."
"Huh? Oh, sure, yeah."
"Oh, dear, I worked so hard over this thing and..."
"Well,
then..."
"You look swell now, Molly. That sword in your hand kind of got me confused for a minute, but I can see now. You look exactly like that guy. You sure do."
"What guy?"
John of Arc. Who is he anyhow? Some Irishman that
it's
come over?"
"It's Joan of Arc. It isn't a he, it's a she."
"Oh."
"You know, the girl who led the French soldiers in battle against the British invaders."
"Oh, that Joan of Arc. Oh, sure, I read about her. Yeah. Well, that's your favorite personality of all time, huh?"
"Yes. I think she must have led an exciting life. Not as exciting as Captain Kidd, of course."
"Oh, forget what I said about Captain Kidd. You look fine."
"Well, maybe if I made a fleur-de-lis and carried that in one hand..."
"That's it, a fleur, yeah, and a French pastry in the other. Nobody will miss it then, because if you...
"Oh, skip it. I'll work it out. Say, who are you going as?"
"Well, I got a lot of favorite characters, Molly, and I've been giving it a lot of thought."
"Well, good.
But I finally picked my one favorite personality of all time, and that's who I'm going as. Him."
"Who?"
"You'll never guess. Guess."
"Oh, I'm no good at guessing games. I don't know..."
"Go on. I'll give you a hint. Now, this man..."
"Grocery boy!"
"In here, old-timer."
"Oh, darn. Never mind him. Tell me..."
"Hello
who you..."
"Hello there, kids. Brung your groceries. In the kitchen. Hey, I see you're all ready for the come as your favorite personality of all times costume and all the pop you can drink party at the Elks tonight, daughter."
"Yep, she's all set, old-timer."
"I thought I'd make my costume early so I can spend some time on McGee's, but I can't find out who he's..."
"You're sure gonna look cute. So that's your favorite personality, huh? Captain Kidd."
"Uh-oh."
"Well, he's one of my favorites too, daughter. The captain sure led a dashing life. Dashing for his life all the time. Papa sailed with Captain Kidd once back in..." "What's the matter with her?"
"She's supposed to be Joan of Arc."
"Joe who? Navarc? Who's he? Where's she going? Is she mad? Is it something I said? Oh, I wouldn't hurt her feelings. All I said was, Papa sailed with Captain..."
"There. Now, how does that look?"
"What's that thing you got on your head?"
"A bandana. I sewed some little washers on it to make it look like chainmail. You know, armor. There's a picture of Joan of Arc in the encyclopedia."
"Oh, I think you're worrying too much, Molly. You look swell. Gee whiz, just because the old-timer said you looked like Captain Kidd.
Well, so did you.
Well.
And I don't want any of those wiseacre fellow elks of yours coming up to me and saying, I love my wife, but oh, you kid.
Oh, you. Oh, Captain Kidd.
Yes. Just give those cornballs the slightest chance to make a joke, and they...
I still say you're making too much of this thing. Now, you take me, for example. Am I worried about my costume? No, sir. I'll just whip it up in the last few minutes and probably be the hit of the party.
Well, maybe you picked a simpler personality.
Nope. As a matter of fact, the character I'm going to represent tonight is a fairly complex personality.
Who is it?
Well, the costume is simple, but I guarantee you, the minute I walk into that Elks Club, everybody in the room is going to know who I represent, and their eyes will pop right out.
Oh, for goodness sakes, you got me so curious. Who is it?
Guess.
Oh, here we go again.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
Most parents are pretty strict about making their youngsters take naps, yet how often do the parents themselves take a break during the day? Particularly, how often do they think to rest their eyes? Your eyes are on the job all the time and rarely complain, yet they do get tired. And that's when they most appreciate a simple two-drop bath of murine. For murine brings quick, cool relief, instantly making your tired eyes feel refreshed. Why not make it a regular practice to bathe your eyes daily with murine? Give your eyes a welcome murine bath when you wake up in the morning, during the day, as often as you wish, and before you go to bed. Murine bathes and soothes the delicate tissues of the eyes as gently as a tear. That's because murine is compounded of 7 tested ingredients, scientifically selected and combined, to blend perfectly with the natural fluids of the eyes. Murine makes your eyes feel good. That's M-U-R-I-N-E. Murine for your eyes.
Well, if you're not going as Julius Caesar, Mahatma Gandhi, or Tarzan of the Apes, then who is it?
You'll see, you'll see. Just relax. Mm. And stop fussing with your bandana. Looked fine the way you had it before.
Does it give the illusion of a helmet? A helmet of mail, because Joan of Arc wore...
Sure, sure. It looks great. Here, one of your washers fell off.
Thanks. Now, come on, tell me who you're going to be tonight. You've kept me in suspense just long enough now. Oh, for goodness sakes. Come in.
Ah, oh, Wally Wimple. Come on in, Wimp.
Hello, folks. Are you going to the big... Well, Mrs. McGee, look at you.
You like my costume, Mr. Wimple?
Oh, that's just delightful. Doesn't she look wonderful?
Yes, well...
Oh, that's perfect. There's no mistaking who you are, Mrs. McGee. You'll get applause when you walk in tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Wimple. I've been all day on this.
I'll lead the applause myself. In fact... Right this very minute, in my little round head, I'm composing a poem about you, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, my goodness. A poem?
My gosh, you make them up that fast, Wimp?
Well, it's sort of sloppy rhyming, but... Well, look, when Mrs. McGee walks in, I'll jump up on a table and I'll say, Yo-ho-ho, and a bottle of rum. Avast, ye lubbers, here he comes. All hands bow low and doff your lid. Hoorah, hoorah! For Captain Kidd. Did I say something wrong?
She's Joan of Arc.
Now, how does that look?
What'd you do? What's the idea of the mustache and the black patch over your eye?
Well, if I'm going to look like Captain Kidd, I may as well go as Captain Kidd.
Oh. Oh, gee whiz, kiddo. Now, just because Wimp...
And you and the old-timer, Lester and Sally Nelson.
Lester and Sally Nelson?
Yes, I went next door as a last try, and they said the same thing.
They did?
Yeah, Captain Kidd.
Well, what do you know?
And then Sally suggested the mustache, and Lester suggested the patch over the eye. But this gadget here is my idea.
What's that?
A coat hanger. I'm going to bend it and put it up my sleeve... And the first friend of yours that comes along and says, I love my wife, but oh, you kid is going to get the hook.
Okay. Thanks for the warning. I'll pass the word.
Come on, McGee, tell me, who are you going to be tonight? We'll have to leave here pretty quick now and...
Well, like I told you, I went through all the famous people I could think of, and I thought it over very carefully before I made my choice.
Yes, yes.
I thought of great generals, great statesmen, great lovers, but I wanted someone real special, you know, Someone that was really my favorite personality, and I...
Oh, for the love...
I'll get it. I'll get the door. I'll get the door. Yeah, bud? You wish to see someone?
Ah, pardonnez-moi, monsieur, but perhaps you could direct me to the residence of Monsieur and Madame Curie, no? My name is Pasteur, and I wish to consult with Madame Curie on the...
It's Doc Gamble, Molly, with a top hat and a beard. Come on in, lard bucket.
Oh, how'd you recognize me? I thought the disguise was pretty good.
Let's face it, Fatso. You can't change the shape of a medicine ball by putting a beard on it.
Oh, doctor, you look wonderful. The cape and the pince-nez glasses, that's Louis Pasteur, all right.
Mercy, madam.
Hey, come on in, Monsieur Pasteur. We're just getting ready to leave ourselves.
So I see, or at least Molly's ready. You look mighty cute in the Captain Kidd get-up, my dear.
Thank you, doctor.
Say, I wish I were married.
What do you mean?
Well, then I could say I love my wife, but oh,
whoa!
You...
Watch it, Doc.
Huh?
Well, I may as well get used to it, I guess. See, we better get started, hadn't we?
Yeah, we had. What about McGee here? Aren't you going, mullet head?
Oh, sure. I'll go get my costume on right now. You kids stay here. It won't take me long. I'll be right back.
Hurry it up, will you? I like to get there early and see if I can recognize them as they come in. Who's he going as, Molly?
Well, I don't know. He wouldn't tell me. He said it was some great personality who had the combined qualities of all the great men of history.
Oh?
Generals, inventors, great lovers.
Okay, kids, I'm all set. Let's go.
All set?
What do you mean? All you did was put on your hat.
That's right. I'm going as me.
What?
Well, what's wrong with that? They said come as your favorite personality of all time, and my personality happens to be my favorite personality, so I'm going as
me. We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
I've got a secret. I've got a secret.
Oh, come on. Tell Daddy what your secret is.
Country Gentleman is changing its name to Better Farming.
Today, the top farmers in the country are producing twice as much, making twice as much money, and living twice as well. Farming is changing, and changing for the better. And it's the aim of Country Gentleman to help every farmer get the most and best out of his farm. In short, to help make him a better farmer. So, in January, Country Gentleman, America's oldest farm magazine, makes the name and the aim the same. Better Farming. If you're a farmer or operate a farm, we invite you to subscribe to Better Farming. Simply send $2 with your name and address to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You'll get 3 full years of Better Farming. Remember, an average farmer gets 150 eggs from every hen and loses money. A better farmer gets 200 eggs and makes money. Subscribe to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Isn't this fun, McGee? Just look at all the costumes.
Yeah, some pretty fancy ones here.
Well, I'm glad I finally gave up and came as Captain Kidd, because...
Hello there, daughter. Been looking all over for you.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Wanted to compliment you on your costume, daughter. Knew who you were the minute you come in.
Well, thank you.
Don't make the same mistake twice, Johnny. Yes, sir, you make a fine-looking Joan of Arc.
Oh.
See you later, Joni. Hey, Bessie, here's Joan of Arc.
Oh, for the...
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Mr. Wimple, and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Next Sunday, Mr. McGee almost swings the business deal of a lifetime, except, well, this is John Wald advising you to tune in Sunday and hear it for yourself.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.